Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Jones Topsoil has been delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are back talking with Donna Anderson. She's author of Love Fraud, her website, lovefraud.com. We're talking about individuals very similar to what we see in a lot of the cases that we cover here, whether it be the Murdaughs, whether it be Brian Walsh. People that have the ability to suck healthy, otherwise healthy, good people in, make them believe their BS, and then suddenly, oh my gosh, you've been in a relationship or married to this person for so long, and all you're like, what, who are you? What is this? Because it's applicable to so many of the cases that we talk about, and it's applicable to real life, life that, you know, you and me live. These people are out there, and I would guess most of us who've lived a little while can probably say at least one point in time, someone you've dated or been in a relationship with probably fits some of these standards or traits if you've been in a handful of relationships in your life. And it's scary. It's scary how far some of these things can go, especially when we, you know, look at the accusations against Murdaugh or Brian Walsh and things like that. We were talking earlier, Donna, about when they kind of feel that comfort level, when the veil gets pulled back and suddenly they can be their true self. Did you have that in your relationship?
I actually didn't see that. And keep in mind, I was only there for 2.5 years. So Plenty of people are, you know, much longer. So, I actually did not see a total flip in his personality. I mean, there would be times where he would all of a sudden be angry. He certainly had no concern about my trepidation that I was running out of money. You know, I would bring it up and he said, you know, we were $50,000 in debt yesterday. We're $50,000 in debt today. Who cares? What's the difference? That was his attitude. And so that was all very upsetting. So it actually wasn't until I discovered that, he had cheated on me. And even then I didn't realize the scope of the disorder. It wasn't until I actually contacted some of the other women, because, you know, I left him. I found all this information, all these papers all over my house that I had, you know, respected his privacy before, never looked at his documents. And I start looking at it and go, oh, my God, you know, look at all this stuff. So I contact one of the other women and I said, I'm Donna Anderson. I'm James Montgomery's wife. And I'd like to suggest that you don't give him any more money. And she says to me, it's too late. I already gave him $92,000.
Wow.
So, yes. So that was when I realized that my entire marriage was a financial scam.
So the evidence was there, but you were being a respectful person to the other. And you know, everybody has their own privacy, and that's fine. I mean, it's not usually a super healthy thing to be snooping through everybody's stuff. That's usually a sign of distrust, but you trusted. And you felt that this person wouldn't do those sort of things to you. How good was he? I mean, was there any signs that there's these other women that he's involved with? I mean, how did he get away with doing those things for those 2.5 years without your knowledge? And I'm in no way blaming you. I'm just curious as to how good he was at this.
Well, one of the things that he did was he had his own office that I actually built for him in my house. He had the office in the basement. And the guy was a pack rat. I mean, there was stuff all over the place, boxes. It seemed like he wanted to see everything he owned. Everything was out. And I didn't want to go down there. You know, sure. So what a deal. You know, so he had this stuff all over the place and I wasn't looking at it. So that was one thing. And then he established this pattern fairly early on of going on these business trips, you know, that just happened to go over weekends and things like that and having to be places early in the morning. And, you know, it got to the point where I was glad to see him go, you know, because it was like annoying. And so he did a lot. And plus, I wasn't the only person that he targeted. Like one of his things was that he claimed to be a Vietnam veteran. And, you know, this is when I first met him. This is what he did to essentially impress me. Told me about he was originally from Australia. And although he lived near me, it wasn't a long distance relationship. And so he told me about, you know, being in Vietnam. He shared documents about his heroism in Vietnam. He said that he won the Victoria Cross, which is the highest military honor in Australia. He came here and joined the Vietnam Veterans Association. He was the keynote speaker at various Veterans Day programs and also for Memorial Day programs. He went and talked to school kids. The guy was never in the military. He made it all up.
Did he actually go and do these speeches, or were these things where he was doing them and he's telling you that he's doing them in other cities?
I was there.
Oh, gosh.
I went with him twice when he spoke to kids, school kids.
So he was even able to convince all these other people of his fraudulent background.
Yes.
So what is going on in someone's mind? When do they actually believe these stories? In his mind, is it computing that I was a Vietnam veteran? Or is there some sort of, I mean, people believe their stories. People can tell themselves stories to justify so many things. It's not always that those stories are accurate, but there may be some hair of truth to it. Like, well, I might not be a Vietnam veteran, but I was almost drafted and a bunch of my friends went, or, you know, something where there's like some sort of association to reality, but not quite there.
The thing about psychopaths, and my ex-husband was diagnosed as a psychopath after the fact by one of my colleagues, they are not delusional. Okay, I mean there are other people, you know, who are psychotic, who are, you know, hallucinating and seeing hearing voices and things like that.
Yeah.
Psychopaths are not delusional. They know exactly what they are doing. They just feel entitled to do whatever they want in order to get what they want.
So it's free game. It's basically, well, it's on them if they don't catch me, but if I can keep getting away with this, why not?
Exactly. I mean, you know, their attitude is that if you're dumb enough to believe me, that's on you, not me.
Okay. Wow. What about when they do get caught? What kind of reactions do they have when the obvious is pointed out to them? If you would just say, look, I can prove you were never this person. You were never in Vietnam. You were never this recipient of this award. How do they react when confronted with reality?
Well, I can tell you how my ex-husband reacted, because I did exactly that. Back when I launched Love Fraud in 2005, I was also communicating with an organization in Australia that busted military frauds. So I sent them all the documentation. I mean, he sent me all kinds of stuff, proving that his heroism, proving that he had to go back into the service and all this other stuff. It was all fake. Okay. Everything was fabricated. So we agreed that when I launched Love Fraud, they would launch their information about him on their website. And the media in Australia picked it up, okay, because he had gone back to Australia by this point. So it comes out in the newspaper that here the headline was Meet Major Fraud. and so they told this whole story, you know, about how he's pretending to be military and everything like that. So the reporter called him up, and his response to the reporter was, yes, I was never in the military, but this was all part of a secret government operation to prove how easy it is to impersonate a fraud. And it's all my ex-wife's fault because it was never supposed to be made public.
Oh, my gosh. It's just another lie to cover up the other lie.
Right.
It's like when there's smoke, there is fire. If someone is perpetually lying to every person around them, not even necessarily romantic relationships, but just everything, business associates, family members that are not a spouse or a significant other, when someone is lying to literally everyone, is there ever a reason to believe anything that they say? Is there ever moments of truth that come out? I mean, there's one thing that comes to mind right now, and I'm not going to go into the case in any sort of detail, but it's the Alec Murdaugh trial, where it's very much in the last week, he said, I've lied to basically everybody about every financial crime in his family and this and that, but I didn't kill my family, but I didn't kill them. It was just like, how on earth, why would someone believe you when you've just said you've lied to everyone about everything, but not that? Is there ever weight to say, oh, I should believe you because you're really adamant on this one?
That's one of the real skills that a lot of psychopaths have, is their ability to weave the truth with the lies and the exaggerations so that, you know some of it's true, and therefore you deduce that all of it's true.
Yeah.
And that's one of their skills. So I've told many people, you know, you cannot believe anything that they say unless you have independent evidence, not from them, you know, that what they're saying is true. But otherwise, you should doubt everything.
What are some signs, you know, someone comes up to you, they know what you've been through, they've read the book, they've have experience, and they kind of suspect, I don't know, things are going really good in this relationship. Maybe there's a little inkling that something's off, but it really could truly be explainable. And maybe this person really just is wonderful, but maybe they're not. What would you tell someone to look into, to get answers early on before they're so deep into this thing that it's so hard to get out, to truly find out if is this person a fraud? Is this person a sociopath or whatever other disorder we're talking about here in the family?
The key is that they have an inkling that something is off. Okay. Your intuition is your best protection. Now, if you have some kind of feeling that, you know, something's not right, that, you know, maybe you're getting a hair raising on the back of your neck, or maybe it just seems a little off, or you feel like you don't have the whole story, anything along those lines is your first and most important indication that there could be a problem. Now, unfortunately, we are not taught to listen to our intuition, but our intuition developed over millennia to protect us from predators. So that's what it's there for. So it is important for us to really listen to our intuition. So I tell people, first of all, understand that sociopaths exist. Secondly, educate yourself about the warning signs. And third, trust your intuition, because that's how you will protect yourself.
Does this sort of behavior get, does it tamper down with age? Is there a correlation to any of that? What I had learned with borderline, a lot of the research and studies that I had seen at that time was that with age, it seems to tamper down a little bit. But I don't know that that's always the case.
Actually, my most recent book is called Senior Sociopaths, How to Spot and Avoid, I don't remember my own book, How to Recognize and Escape Lifelong Abusers.
Sure.
And the reason that I wrote the book was because there is this prevailing wisdom in the mental health field that antisocial personality disorder, which is somewhat equivalent to psychopathy, does diminish over time. Now, my ex-husband was 55 when I met him. And, you know, the experts are saying that in their 40s, you know, the antisocials, you know, and the psychopaths, they start to get, you know, calm down. They're not as bad. And this made no sense to me based on what I saw. And I know that my ex-husband continued after I divorced him. He was still, you know, going after other women. And I was hearing the same stories from plenty of other people. So I conducted research among love fraud readers. I did a survey. Had like 2,400 respondents, and I specifically asked people about their experience with individuals who they believed were antisocial or psychopathic and were age 50 or older. So I collected all this data, and essentially there were two key questions to the survey. One was, did you know this person both before and after age 50? And about half the respondents did, because they weren't only talking about romantic partners. People were talking about their parents, their siblings, family members. You know, so it was about half the people knew them both before and after age 50. And then I asked, did this person antisocial behavior stay the same, improve, or get worse after age 50? 91% said the individual's antisocial behavior was just as bad or worse after age 50. So the bottom line is, no, they do not get better.
So the idea of someone sitting there going, well, maybe I'll stick around because hopefully it'll get better and they'll be this better version of themselves, that's not necessarily anywhere near reality.
No, and that's why it's so important to understand, because I've talked to plenty of people who were married to these folks for 20 and 30 and 40 years, you know, hoping and praying for change. It's not going to happen. So you want to get out of this situation, you know, before you get to the point where you're in a walker and you're stuck with the person who is not going to take care of you.
Yeah. And I think that's a big thing. And it's a hard hurdle to get over, especially if you've been with someone for a long period of time, 10, 20, 30 years or longer. And you're finally realizing, oh my gosh, I'm not the crazy one. I've been, you know, painted into this corner of being paranoid or this or that, but look at what this person is conditioned me to believe. When those lights finally come on, it's a hard pill to swallow, because everybody, if you're a decent human being, you'd hope, I want to get this person help. I want them to be able to be this version of them that I thought they were, at least that they presented themselves to be. But the reality is they never were that person. That was part of the act, right?
Exactly. That was part of the act. And the other thing to understand is that there is no rehabilitation for somebody with antisocial or psychopathic personality disorder. Some of the other disorders, there may be more hope, like a particularly borderline, there may be some hope. But for antisocial, psychopathic, narcissistic, these folks are not going to change.
Yeah. Well, and I would say with that too, I mean, that it's very much, you know, it's a cluster of many different things. And that's the sad and scary thing is that there just doesn't seem to be hope. And it's scary to have to, and sad to say, oh, I just got to write this person off, because they're never truly going to feel, I guess, or to, you know, have what you want for someone to have, whether it's with you or someone else, just that happiness, that authentic happiness. It seems that they're playing their games and running in circles, and sometimes maybe a glimpse of seeing what they wish they could feel, but they can't. And that's sad. My next question was that, is there any rehabilitation for anything like this? But everything I've ever learned was not much.
And that's true. And the thing to keep in mind, however, especially if we're talking about antisocial, psychopathic, and narcissistic disorders, a lot of these folks are perfectly content with how they are.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, the key to rehabilitation is that you want to change. Yeah. Well, they don't want to change. I mean, I've had people self-identify themselves as sociopaths contact me and say, we're evolution's next step. You know, we're superior. So do they want to change? No, not a bit.
That's 100% true, because if you want to change, you have to be the one that wants it. And that, and it's almost like bred into these disorders of don't change, you're good.
They're happy. You know, they consider themselves to be superior to the rest of us, all us stupid people with emotions and consciences that get in the way of doing, you know, what they want to do.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Donna Anderson, lovefraud.com is her website. You can find out more about her books and her experiences there. Thank you for that insight into sociopaths, their behaviors, their traits, and the scary world and the webs that they weave. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our discussions on the cases and the stories that we are following for you as we try to dig deep below the surface of all of these things. Get a better understanding of the world that we live in, I guess. The people that we have to cohabitate the world with. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Stay with us.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.